America was at war with Japan, and days later with her Axis partners, Germany and Italy. And Great Britain now also took the fight to Japan and the Pacific. Cecil Brown, who had been kicked out of Italy for his broadcasts critical of the fascist regime, was now stationed in Singapore. On December 8th, he cabled New York the cryptic message, "Out-towning 4 days. Swell story." Brown was headed out on the British battlecruiser, the HMS Repulse. The ship's captain had told his crew, "We are off to look for trouble. I expect we shall find it." They did. The battleship Prince of Wales and the Repulse, with Brown on it, were sunk 2 days later. Brown, presumed dead by CBS, had survived to tell the story.
"This is Cecil Brown in Singapore. I was aboard the battlecruiser Repulse, and she and the Prince of Wales were sent to the bottom by Japanese torpedo-carrying bombers. At 11:15, nine Japanese bombers flying at 10,000 feet came over, one behind the other. I dropped 27 bombs. I stood on the flag deck amidships and watched them streaking forth. Then in 15 minutes came the torpedo-carrying bombers. From all angles, they darted straight at us. The flashes were blinding and the roar deafening. The Repulse was swerving and zigzagging at crazy angles to avoid the torpedoes. The bombers were only 100 yards above the water. When they were 300 to 400 yards away from the ship, they dropped their pinfish and machine gun darned decks. The guns of the Repulse sent two of them crashing into the sea a few hundred yards away. In 10 minutes, nine more torpedo bombers came. Gunners on the pom-poms, machine guns, and the high-altitude guns shot without sighting. So near were the bombers. It was something like a cowboy shooting from the hip. The first torpedo hit us, amidships, about 20 yards from my position. A minute later, another torpedo crashed into us. The order came to abandon ship. When I finally made the side of the ship, it was almost on its side. With hundreds of others, I jumped 20 feet into the thick oil surrounding the ship. When I was 50 feet away, the Repulse went down. Its stern kicked up into the air, then disappeared.